Listening in around the world today. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again. We're going to open the phones up early tonight so we don't have to take calls the last few minutes of the program. So we're going to definitely do that. Got a lot to talk about tonight, folks. We've got military programs down in the elementary school levels now. Trying to recruit kids to go to war, be cannon fodder for the internationalists. We're going to talk about that a little bit when they get old enough to shed their blood for the internationalists. We got violence erupts outside Jerusalem's mosque there, the Dome of the Rock Mosque. And let's see, terrorists using Guantanamo as a recruiting aid. And then we're going to talk about Afghanistan igniting again. Of course, it's never really calmed down, but old Hamid Karzai is concerned because there's a lot of death going on and a lot of large assemblies of protesters out there burning the American flag and saying death to America and so forth. So, folks, these wars are raging not just in Iraq right now, but still in Afghanistan. Things are not quiet and wonderful, and the people are not happy. Some of the people are not happy to see Americans there. And also we're going to talk about a three-year-old being expelled from it's a pre-kindergarten class, folks, for spelling the word God. Oh, this is just wonderful. And then we're going to talk about an anti-American sheriff who's, we believe here at Police and Military Against the New World Order and Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, that Lee Baca, Los Angeles County Sheriff, is a promoter of Aztlan and Reconquista, because he now wants to have all white activists be treated like sex offenders and be registered and have their pictures taken. Be arrested, of course, if you're a white nationalist, he says. If you have the views that you love America first and you're white, you're going to be in deep trouble in Los Angeles since Aztlan Reconquista Sheriff, L.A. Sheriff Baca, is going to come and get you. So we'll be talking about that, too. A lot of things happening in America today, folks. And you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program. We'll get on it in just a couple minutes.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Donno Cafe? Donno Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Donno Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
To the Officer Jack McGlam program, and if you'd like to call in tonight, let me give out that number early. It's 800-313-9443. We have open phones tonight, 800-313-9443. And before we go to the phones, we have two people online already. Let me just share something with you here. We have this story. Which is sad, but we've run into this before here at our two police and military associations, that young people are being besieged in their elementary schools. We had that report about a month and a half ago that the military was in, the recruiters were in the elementary schools getting young boys and the junior highs to sign up to be in the military, signing contracts that their parents had to sign, and they're giving them $250 a month, spending money, buying them video machines, video equipment, and games and everything to get them to sign up for military service once they're of age. And their parents are poor. These are poor kids, and $250 a month looks awful good to mom and dad when they're trying to raise their kids. So they just have hundreds and hundreds in these particular towns and cities that are signing up the poor children so that mom and dad can use this $250 a month. Of course, we found out later that these kids don't know it, but when they get in the military, they're going to have to pay all that money back. They haven't been told this. Well, here we have military programs move into middle schools to fish for future soldiers. Jennifer Wiedekind from the In These Times just a couple days ago, last Friday, said that here's a cute little Mexican girl, looks like to me, just a baby, you know. I guess she's 14. I guess she looks like a baby, but I guess she's not. 4'8" tall, staring straight ahead, she yells out an order to a squad of peers lined up in three perfect columns next to her, having been in the military program for 6 years. Imagine this, folks. They're in there with the young children, recruiting these young children. This little Tarsha, I guess it is Tarsha, T-A-R-S-H-A, I guess it's Tarsha, 14 now. What would she have been 6 years ago, folks? Anyway, she's now earned the rank of captain and is in charge of 28 boys and girls in her squad. This is Livizo Elementary School, and Tarsha is now 14. The Middle School Cadet Corps, that's MSCC program, at the K through 8 years in school, is part of a growing trend to militarize middle schools. Students at Livizo are among the more than 850 Chicago students have been enlisted in one of the city's 26 MSCC, that's Middle School Cadet Corps, programs. At Madero Middle School, the MSCC has evolved into a full-time military academy for kids 11 through 14 years of age. Well, if little Tarsha here has been in for 6 years and she's 14, she got in before 11, looks like here. But anyway, be that as it may, Chicago Public Schools are home to the largest Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps, JROTC program, which oversees the MSCC, the younger kids in the country. When moving up to high school, Chicago's graduating eighth graders can choose from 45 JROTC programs, including three full-time Army military academies, five school within a school program, Army JROTC academies, and one JROTC Naval Academy. Proponents of the program tout leadership training and character development. The critics quote former Defense Secretary William Cohen, who described JROTC as one of the best recruiting services we've ever had. Rick Mills, the director of the military schools and JROTC for the Chicago Public School System, dismisses these concerns. He says these kinds of programs would not be in schools if there weren't kids who wanted to, parents who supported it, and administrators who facilitated it, he said. Well, I guess not. The Military School Cadet Program is a voluntary after-school program that meets 2 to 3 times a week. That's incredible, folks, 2 to 3 times a week. Programs differ. Kids should be at home studying during those early years, you know, in middle school and elementary school and everything. But anyway, programs differ from school to school, but MSCC students generally learn first aid, civics, citizenship. Well, you know they're not teaching American citizenship, folks. They haven't done that for years. They're teaching them serve your government, volunteer for your government, and world citizenship, and character development. They also learn military history and take field trips to local military bases. Once a week, students wear their uniforms to school for inspections. Tarsha, the captain, describes buffing her uniform shoes in preparation for inspection day. Everything has to be perfect, she says. During drill practices, they learn how to stand, turn, and salute in synchronization. When they disobey an order, they do push-ups. Only 10, said one administrator. Joanne Young, a sixth-grade teacher at the Goff School in Chicago, recently wrote a letter to the local school council protesting the implementation of cadet corps in her school. I was told it was not a military program, yet every aspect of it is military, she wrote. This program is training our students as young as 11 years old to march in formation and carry guns. Students should be suspended, or could be suspended, for bringing something that even appears to be a weapon to our schools, yet we are handing them fake guns for this program. Young, like many other teachers, feels that leadership and discipline could easily be taught in other types of after-school programs. Director of the Leviso School award-winning MSCC program asked the public to give the students the benefit of the doubt. They don't look like it as getting ready for the Army, he says. They're just doing it for entertainment and fun. Well, in 2002, the Bush administration passed the No Child Left Out of the Military Act with Child Left Behind Act is what it is, but it's actually No Child Left Out of the Military Act, with a small unpublicized provision in it. Section 9528 is the Armed Forces Recruiter Access to Students and Student Recruiting Information. Requires high schools to give all students contact information to the military. Most students aren't aware that they can opt out by filling out a form. Well, that's all I'm going to share with you here, folks, but it goes on for another page or so. But I'll tell you, the draft is coming. Recruiting is down. And Bush still has the orders to be in those other nations and take over those other oil-rich nations that the neocons who run the Pentagon and the Secretary of State office and the White House, obviously, has given him the list, and he has to proceed in a timely fashion. He has to get the American people to accept him going in and taking over Iran and Syria in the months ahead. And that's a big job, because you've got to have enough terrorism to cause the American people to throw their hands up and say, we are so scared, take my girls and my boys, take them in the military and go kill every Arab there is out there. And that's the plan. And so, sad. I see these beautiful little young people there who are being recruited into the military at these young ages. And they think it's, as I did at 17, that there's something magical, something wonderful and exciting. And, well, I would say manly. That's what we thought it was then. But I'm looking at all these girls involved in it now, about going and killing other people in other countries to save America. That's right. When I went in the military, I was going, as I was told by my government, that we had to go kill little Oriental people to save America. It was a lie then, and it's a lie today, about saving America by going over and killing Arabs and taking over their land for these international crime families. Well, let's go to the phones, folks. Let's go to the phones right now to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yes, I ordered your newsletter.
Well, very good, Jeff.
So that's one thing. And another thing is, I was listening to your fifth point about the anti-American sheriff that wants to arrest white people.
Right.
Now here's my simple question: will the illegal immigrants be drafted in the military, or will they run when the draft comes and then come back here and try and conquer America?
Well, you may know already, Jeff, that we have about 25%. We've been told as high as 25% of the soldiers over there are illegal aliens, and when they get killed, they're not even counted in the death rate of Americans over there because they're not Americans. So we already have a high percentage of illegals over there who don't have America at heart. You know,
yes.
They're illegal aliens from some other country, and so they're serving without, you know, having that love in their heart for America. And also, we're also letting illegal aliens out of prison right now, lots of prisons, to put them in the armed forces to go die for these international crime families. So you're right on target there, Jeff.
Yes, and I'll wait till the commercial break.
Okay, very good. Hold on. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the program and hopefully your calls. Call in on 800-313-9393. 888-900-9443. Be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aranair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the program. Let's go back to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, welcome back.
Yes. Now, I have a paranoid thought, and it's based upon the book by Al Cuppett and Ray Hope called America Sold Out and Al Cuppett's videos. Which is we have foreign troops here in this country, and on page 41 it talks about the fact that they have special protection suits and mini nukes that they can use against America. And on the Al Cuppett video, it talks about the foreign troops having protection. When they spray us, we choke; they don't. And my paranoid thought is, Well, all our American patriots go over to Iraq and get shredded by depleted uranium, the foreign troops will be perfectly healthy to be able to fight against America.
Well, I don't think you said anything wrong there, Jeff. That's exactly the plan, and they're working the plan.
Yes, and the scary part is, I really believe we have a finite amount of time to get America back, and the reason why I say that is because the people who have the real integrity is your generation. When your generation goes, my generation has been raised on TV and have had a mush for brains, and as America gets more and more foreign, we have people who don't have America's best interests at heart. In other words, it's like that book called Camp of the Saints. You ever read that book, Camp of the Saints?
I have not. No, I've never even heard of it, matter of fact.
Well, actually, Camp of the Saints, I mean, I have to read it, but the gist of the book, it's all about Europe getting taken over by foreigners coming in from India and all these countries, and Europe is like the Camp of the Saints. Europe is like the Camp of the Saints that just gets taken over by the Third World.
I see.
And that's what I see happening to America in a diabolical plan with Europe controlling America.
Well, I think you've got a good knowledge of what's going on and what's coming. Yes, we here at our two police and military associations really push the American people, not only knowing who the true enemies in God and liberty are in this nation, but how to prepare now for the eventuality and the probability, it seems like, that we're going to lose this at this time. Of course, that's not certain because we're surprised and very excited about the awakening that's happening right now, and that's very positive. But if we do lose it right now and Bush gets his way and has this huge terrorist attack on America and the people beg for martial law, demand martial law, he's going to be more happy to bring it to us.
Yeah, you're right.
And Lee Baca is going to be really pleased because definitely our government, these Antichrist leaders we have and international crime families are going to come round up the people that he wants them to round up.
You are absolutely right. A closing comment. Pat Buchanan wrote a book called The Death of the West.
Yes.
It talks about the native-born populations of Europe and America going down, while the foreign populations, i.e., Muslims, go up. And the end game is the native-born peoples basically get scalped. Hate to use that term,
yes,
but that's the end game because when Muslims have 30% of the population, well, they institute Sharia law.
Uh-huh.
And the end game is not going to be pretty. It's going to be very bloody.
It sure is. And with the international influx of revolutionaries from the Latin American countries, too, that Lee Baca, we believe, is a part of, Sheriff Lee Baca, who promotes this takeover of the southwest part of the United States back under Mexico, and that's what we're alleging here because of his activities. It's going to be a Donnybrook, brother Jeff, because, man, I'm telling you, they're coming at us in all different ways. And then we here at our two police and military associations know that Red China is waiting, and they've said this, they're waiting until all of our military is out of the country and all of our young people that could actually serve in the military is out of the country, which Bush is accomplishing at an alarming rate. Then they want to come in and take over, too. You know, we got, what do we have, 300,000 soldiers or something like that of Red Chinese.
It's coming from all sides. And they control the Pan, and they control
the Panama Canal.
Yes. To top it all off, and my Spanish teacher, who I learned Spanish with, and she's a nice woman, she even believes that Texas and all these states were taken from Mexico. So you have this mindset that's just ingrained in a lot of your Mexican population.
Well, watch what happens when Bush and his international crime fellows allow one-third of America to be cut off and go into these Marxist revolutionaries in Mexico right here among us. Just watch what's going to happen, brother. There's nothing stopping it. So unless we continue to see a great awakening among our people, it's going to happen. So the American people, we always say, when I go and speak around the country, Jeff, I tell them, I talk to them about something called PREP, P-R-E-P. One, the first one is pray. Second one is, I can't even think of it right now. I'll be right back, Jeff. And then we'll come into John in Texas. John, hang on there.
Hey, Jack, have a good one. I'm going to go.
Okay, Jeff. Take
Bye.
Care. All right. PREP. I have to think about that. I'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program after this important break.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
To open phones tonight, and for Jeff there, I've got my thoughts together now. When I go out speaking, if I have time, I cover for the people how all the things we should be doing simultaneously, and that is praying, resisting in every way we can this Antichrist world government system that's coming upon us, the draconian laws and the despotism that's happening, educate, that's P-R-E-P, prep, pray, resist, educate yourself and others as fast as we can, awaken them, in other words. And then, folks, so important that you prepare now. At the same time you're praying, resisting, and educating yourself and others, awakening them, you must prepare for the possibility that we may lose this thing in the months ahead, and we have to be prepared to live and survive and to help others what we can, and that's exactly what we need to be doing. And we can't leave one of those things out and be successful or be intelligent. We need to do all those things at the same time. We're doing, most of us are praying, many of us are resisting all these things, and a lot of us are trying to help educate others and ourselves, but many of us are not preparing as if we're going to lose this thing in the near future. And that's a big mistake, because God is bringing this nation down around our ears, folks. And if we don't impress the Lord with numbers of people coming out of their prayer closets and getting back under his law and under his command to occupy the institutions, we're going down, and there's nothing we can do about it. So we have to prepare. God said people will survive the days ahead, but it will be much rougher on you if you're not prepared for what may come. Let's go now to Don in Texas. It wasn't John, it was Don. Don, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack. I don't get to call in as often as I'd like to. I listen much more frequently than I call. And
well, that's good, Don.
I've just to kind of recapture the last 7 or so years, I think it was 7 years back when I first ordered multiple copies of the newsletter. I've bought hundreds of copies since then and distributed. I've bought videos and so forth. You and I have had coffee together in Texas, and I have the greatest respect for you and admiration for you, and I admire the courage on the many things you've done. I'm going to offer some constructive comments.
Okay, very, very good. I like that.
Okay. I heard the show Friday.
All right.
I heard the refeed of the show Friday, so I could hear it again.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you what, I have a great deal of empathy for Sam.
Yes.
Let me tell you why.
All right.
One of the greatest things we need, just in your PREP outline there, is new people. We need to awaken new people.
Yes, we do.
I try to awaken people, recommend shows to them, the literature. I've made more copies and mail more stuff than you can say grace over for many, many years. Many years. One of the great distractions of our movement is when our leaders, of which I count you one, I count you as a leader in this movement, want to go off about the Khazars and the Okefenokee Jews and the Ashkenazi Jews and a bunch of very spurious history. I'm a degreed historian.
Yeah.
And I worked on my master's degree, and I know good history and I know bad history. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of that that's really bad history. But even if it was good, new people listening to that nonsense are turned off.
Uh-huh.
We've got Chinese troops, over 100,000 of them in the Panama Canal. We've got an equal number in Vancouver. We've got some in Long Beach. We've got all kinds of Chinese equipment in Freeport, the Bahamas. We've got martial law hanging over our head. We've got all kind of stuff right here that people who are new to this and are awakening, they want something real. They don't want to hear about the Khazars. And I contend there's a couple of callers in very frequently to some of the shows who are witting provocateurs, and they're trying to distract and they're trying to disrupt radio shows. They're trying to scare off good people from helping us out. We need some help. Time is short. I'm going to ask you, as a brother in Christ, just leave that alone. I'll tell you what, if troops are at your door with RPGs and AK-74s, do you care about the Khazars and the Okefenokee Jews from 1874? We really don't. Let's focus on what's important. Don,
they're dead.
Focus on what's important. And let's leave all that stuff and all this Zionist stuff alone.
We'll educate people about the truth.
We'll educate them about the truth of some of those things later when we really know the truth.
You can't do it, though, Don, because these Zionists right now are a part of this international crime body that's leading us into this Antichrist world
government.
Why should we leave them out and say, oh, we're not going to mention them because they're such a powerful group that's leading the poor Jews into hell? I mean, the Zionists right now are planning to have Israel bombed, just like they helped Hitler, okay, kill Jews over there so that they could get that land called, it was Palestine, and then turned it into 1948 was Israel. They helped Hitler kill a lot of Jews to get the sympathy to get that, and now they're planning, along with the Bush crime family and the British crime families and others, to kill a whole bunch of Jews over there to get the World War III started. And I was just reading more today about the Dome of the Rock Mosque, how these Zionists, these Ashkenazi Zionists, who are going to go blow that thing up, they say, and start World War III. So how the devil can we leave them out, Don, and be fair about everything. I know there's a lot of people that get scared to death when we mention the word Jews, but there's very fine American Jews in the military, law enforcement, and the private sector that love America and don't like these Zionist Jews. There's several organizations of Jews that are come out against the Zionists because they know they're so evil. So how can we leave them out when they're such a important part of this whole international crime cartel?
My point is that there are so many alligators closer to our boat, and that's what people want to know. They want to know what they can do, what is at their doorstep, what's about to happen. And those other things, just like you mentioned, are secondary issues. We can educate them on that later.
Well,
we're trying to attract new people.
Yeah, we need to know, though, it's very important that you and I know, Don, that the head of the Baptist Convention, the top of the Baptist Church, is helping set us up for this world government system. The head of the Mormon Church, the head of all these organizations are a part of this. We need to know, the Jewish people also need to know, that the Zionists are not their friends, and they're setting them up for a fall. So I think it's a picture, the whole package the people need to know. And so that's why our Jewish brothers and sisters here at Aid and Abet give us these materials and say, you present them, because if we get out there, we're going to be attacked and maybe even physically attacked by these groups in here in America, and they'll destroy us and our families. They're scared to death to put this out. So they give us this material and say, you're talking about the Baptists, you're talking about the Catholics at the head of these organizations that are setting up this system. Well, let's talk about the evil Jews at the top of this thing, because they're all working together at the same time. So it is very serious, I think, that we don't inform the American people who may be Jewish, who may be Baptist, who may be Baha'i. The Baha'is are top-level Baha'is are setting us up for this system.
I'm aware of that.
You know, right. And so I don't think we can leave them out. Now, to end the conversation there with just the Jews, as many people do, many people come to us and say those darn Jews are doing all this. Well, we disagree with that. You know, it isn't just the darn evil Jews at the top that are doing all this, as you know, Don, but they can't be left out because that'd be unfair.
No, I'm not saying leave them out entirely or give them, you know, special deference or anything else.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you've got an hour a night and
yes.
5 hours a week. And I would much rather hear, and I know people who are new to this thing would much rather hear about martial law, about some of the topics Jeff brought up in the call before me. There's priorities. You know, we can't hit everything. You're not on the show 10 hours a day. Do you?
Yeah.
You know, it'd wear you out and wear everybody else out.
Okay, Don, listen, we're going to go to Daryl in Alabama, but I understand what you're saying, and we're going to continue to hit everything we can hit here on the program. And we won't concentrate on the Ashkenazis, but we do bring it up when our Jewish brothers and sisters bring us material here that they think the audience ought to hear. And so thanks, Don, for calling in. And, hey, brother, thank you for all your work you have done and continue to do for the American people. We appreciate you. Okay? Okay, let's go to Daryl in Alabama, I believe. Daryl, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you
doing
today?
Doing real well.
I was calling to find out as a parent what I could do to keep the evil war machine from consuming my two children.
Well, it's like we said, prep, pray, resist every way you can, especially don't put your kids in the government school brain laundries.
We're homeschooling our children.
Destroyed. Good, good. And then educate yourself and others as fast as we can, awaken people, share the programs on Republic Broadcasting Network with people, and get some tapes and so forth and hand them out, as you're probably already doing. And then prepare you and your family for some rough days ahead, Daryl, because we could be going there. It looks like we got as much chance of winning this thing as we do of losing it at this time. We win it in the end, but we may go through hell on earth before that happens.
I understand that. I am a micro-broadcaster here, and I do carry your program. And
well, good,
it's covering
Daryl.
This central part of Alabama.
Well, thank you very much.
When it comes down to it, if people do come up, if you do not sign them up for selective service, and there's people that do come around to check out why, how should I respond?
Well, it's going to be tough, but very soon, within a couple weeks, we're going to have on our website the way to resist. If you have children of the age where they're going to come and get them and try to draft them, there is a way to resist, and it's a legal way to resist. And we're collecting that information and should have it on our Police and Military Against the New World Order website in a couple weeks. And so check that out, because it's going to be very important that we resist in the proper fashion. And don't let your children serve these Antichrist leaders, because, you know, they should be here and fight for America, as you know, Daryl, and not die in foreign lands for these internationalists. So thanks for asking the question, and we hope it will give an answer for those questions we're getting from so many people in just a couple weeks, as soon as we can get our website webmaster back. He's on a special assignment right now, and he should be able to get that on our website, okay?
Very good, sir. I appreciate your time.
Okay, Daryl. Thanks so much. And Lord bless you for your service, man. That's great. Who is it, Paul? Okay, Scott in Massachusetts. How are you, Scott?
Good, Officer McLam.
Good to have you on.
Well, it's my pleasure to speak to you. It's the first time I've called your program.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank you.
I listen quite a bit, and I appreciate your Christian work.
Well, thank you.
Good Christian work. And I would just, isn't this a snake that his tail looks like his head? So while it's scurrying away, the prey thinks that the snake is facing him. There's a snake such as that in nature. And, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what the snake is called, but the tail of the snake has markings that make it look like its head.
You're right. There is such a snake.
And while that snake is escaping, the you know, the predator that's going to try and get that snake is fooled. And because if you strike at the tail or at the body of the snake, it's not going to affect it. But if you strike at the snake's head, which it does not want, then you may just kill it and stop it. And, you know, and the head of this Antichrist movement cannot be ignored. And I see it as a Zionist agenda. The head of the snake is Zionist in its machinations that they do. And, you know, Brother Don, in wherever he called from, God bless him, but attacking the tail isn't going to do any good.
Well, I'll tell you, brother, right after you, we could have Daryl Eberhardt call in, Captain Daryl Eberhardt, and tell you it's the Catholics. And then after him, we could have somebody coming in saying it's the Rhodes Scholar fascist Aryans. And
right.
So
that's right.
What we've done here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter is give credence to the fact that there are absolutely diabolical evil leaders of Zionism. There is absolutely diabolical evil leaders of the Catholics, the Baptists, and also all the different races out there that are working to set up this world government slave system. These are all these rich, rich families of Aryans and Jews and, well, I don't call them Jews because most of them are the Ashkenazi Gentiles
right.
that call themselves Jews.
Right. But they're
evil all over the place. I understand what you're saying because right now we're involved in the Middle East and we're working under the neocon shopping list of knocking off Israel's enemies. And my son, a major in the armies over there, may very well die for the shopping list of the Zionists over there in Israel.
Right.
So I do understand that, but of course, we don't just focus on them because I'll tell you, if you've read the Catholic Encyclopedia and see how evil the leadership of the Catholic Church has been over the years, you'd be absolutely shocked. And then the books we've had sent to us by good Catholics who hate Jesuit order, too, is very powerful here in the United States.
Right, and the Jesuit order is part of this whole Antichrist.
Right.
You know, and I go to Catholic Church.
Yes.
Okay? And I'm in a hostile environment, just like in America.
Yeah.
I live in America, and America's run by a bunch of criminals.
It sure is.
But you know what, Officer McClam?
Yeah.
I'm not leaving America. I'm staying in America.
Praise God.
And I'm going to fight for America's freedom.
Hallelujah, man.
And I'm not leaving the church. I'm going to fight these evil people right where they are. I'm not fleeing.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you know, who is the Antichrist but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ?
Amen.
And we have to go after all of them.
That's right, brother.
Thanks.
Well, listen, I'm sure appreciative you called in, Scott. You bring up some very valid points, and we've got enemies all around us who hate God and who hate liberty for everybody but themselves. We've got to fight them all. Okay, folks, we'll be right back and close out the program right after this break.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5 ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners opting down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Yes, folks, evil abounds all around us. My goodness gracious, I've got a very thick book here by Dr. Kathy Burns. I think I shared with you before. If you want to see how the Christians have been taken over at the top level of their institutions, read Billy Graham and His Friends, The Hidden Agenda. All documented, well laid out by Dr. Kathy Burns, who's a Christian herself. And you would be absolutely shocked at how Christians are being rallied into this Antichrist world government system by some of our top talking heads in the Christian realm. But anyway, let's go to David in Texas real quick. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Officer McLam. I've probably only been listening to RBN since January.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I don't know. It's kind of a rude awakening, but when you're faced with the fact that everything that you've ever been brought up to you know, go about your daily life is pretty much a lie or a fraud. And I would like to say that, you know, anything that comes across these airwaves is pretty much new to me, right?
Okay, I can understand that. I remember those days in my own life.
And so just with, I guess it was Don saying that you shouldn't focus on things like, you know, anything that like the history of what he was saying you shouldn't focus on. I mean, I have no idea about all that.
Well, it's very fascinating how these people come together in various races and religions and have become a part of this world government movement to enslave you, David, your family, and my family. It's amazing how they've come together, but they're together.
Right.
The various races and religions, the top power brokers of all these organizations are working together to enslave you and me. And Don, too. So we have to be concerned about every one of these tentacles and not leave any out if we can possibly do so.
Exactly. And that's what I wanted to express to you that, like I said, you know, I had no idea the things like the Jesuits and the, you know, the, gosh, you know, just things like what you and Frank Whalen and J.R. Moore and, you know, it's mind-blowing, actually.
It certainly is, David, and I'm astounded every day. I've been at this 24 years, brother, and I'm still astounded every day by what I see going on and who's involved. It's earth-shaking, but, you know, Lucifer is the second power, the second greatest power in the universe, and he has done a good job at misleading all of us, and so... that's where we're at. We're going to have to deal with it. Hey, David, thank you for calling in.
Thank you for shining the light.
Okay,
keep
brother.
Up the good work,
take care.
Sir.
All right, now. Let's go to Jimmy in Texas real quick. Jimmy, you're welcome to the program. You're going to close it out here real quick, it looks like.
I'll do it real quick then. Going back to two callers before who was talking about the focusing on the head of the system.
Yes.
If I recall in the Bible, it speaks about it, and I may get this wrong or misspeak the numbers, but it's a 12-headed, 10-horned beast or a 10-headed, 12-horned beast?
There's a lot of heads there, yes.
So why can't the beast be a conglomeration of organizations? And we just need to decide on what organizations, I guess globalist organizations that we think are a part of that system.
That's right. Very wise thinking, Jimmy.
And maybe if I could throw one more thing out there for the RBN folks that are listening.
Okay, I hear the music very quickly.
If we could beg them to maybe put the forum back up, then all the RBN listeners would have a good place to network with one another.
Ah, the forum. Okay.
Forums are great. RBNlive.com.
Great. Okay, Jimmy. Thanks a
thanks,
lot.
Thanks, Jack.
Take care now. Well, folks, that's the music already. My goodness gracious, it goes fast when you're having fun, doesn't it? Well, I'm going to hold on to these very important articles we didn't get in tonight and see if we can't deal with it tomorrow, folks. Lord bless all of you out there, all races and religions. We're in trouble. We got to know who the enemies are, and we appreciate you being with us tonight and taking the field of battle with us. God bless all of you, and don't forget this old cop truly loves you, America. I truly do.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me,
prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.